New Zealand's construction industry is eyeing the government's so-called immigration reset as it struggles to cope with an unprecedented skills shortage. A new report out from Civil Contractors expresses concerns about immigration policy shifts that prioritise high-value migrants. Peter Silcock is the association's chief executive and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your main worries here, when you look at the construction sector, this seems like there's plenty of work, so what's the issue?
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a great amount of work at the moment. Our members are very busy, but the biggest concern they are facing is where do they get the people and the skills to do the work that we have in front of us over the next few years even.
Can we not find them here? We've got a lot of apprentices coming through. There is big gains being made there. Surely New Zealanders can do these jobs.
Undoubtedly New Zealanders can do these jobs, so it's about making sure we have enough of those people. And the apprenticeships and the free apprenticeship training has been fantastic, and we've seen a really big boost in the numbers. But we also need the people who are going to lead on our sites, the people who are going to train the new apprentices that are coming through, the people who are going to have that the experience to ensure that we build quality infrastructure for New Zealand.
Can we realistically, though, go back to the way things were with very high net migration numbers adding to the pressures on housing and those infrastructure issues? I mean, is that what you want, to go back to the way we were?
Well, we're certainly not asking to go back to the way we were. What we are asking is that the government has some objectives around its housing, around its infrastructure. The settings actually need to reflect those objectives because we won't deliver on the government's infrastructure or housing objectives if we haven't got the people to build them. So there is a balance here.
There is, but don't we have skills settings within the immigration framework? So if there are skill shortages, you will apply there'll be a criteria applied to that and it will be met.
Yeah, look, for our people who undertake more the infrastructure on the roads and our water networks, which need a lot of investment, and there is a lot of investment going in there, what they're saying to us is, it's that mid-range of people. So people that they would normally, pay to between the 80 and 100,000 who are what they're looking for. So these are operators in the field. And at the moment, the immigration settings say that salaries bringing people in need to be over 106,000. So I think that setting is not quite right for us. It's easy in the current system. Well, when I say easy,
What should it be then?
Look, I think we need to actually have a look at what sort of people we need and actually allow a position where we can get the people we need to build the infrastructure that we all know or want.
You'll be aware there'll be people who'll be listening to this and be saying, oh, you're just after cheap labour. What do you say to them?
Well, look, I think there is people who would say that. But we need to manage that, and we need to ensure that it isn't actually just cheap labour, that there is a skill shortage that we're trying to fill, and be very clear about what those skills are. And the information we've collected in our latest survey shows that it's that mid-range skill of the 5 to 10 or 12 years experience that we need. It's not the really senior people on high salaries. It's actually that mid-range, which is where there's a huge need. And those people are very important on-site to make sure we get quality infrastructure and that things are done safely and correctly.
The pipeline of work, there is a reasonable amount of pipeline of a lot of infrastructure work that needs to be done in this country. So I would have thought that there was some confidence there for the industry. But are you seeing signs that big firms maybe are reluctant to commit to big projects because of the skills shortage?
It's definitely an issue. And what people are seeing is that the skilled people they have get spread thinner and thinner. And I don't think, that's not a good position for the industry to be in. But I do want to say, we've employed a lot more apprentices in the industry, but those people are not going to be available for 2 or 3 years where they've got a reasonable level of skill. and you know, then build it up from there. So we've got a little way to go in terms of getting those people productive and into the workforce. And we need some people to train them as well. So, you know, the last thing we want to do is just have immigrants coming in and doing it all. And there are great opportunities for people to work in the construction industry.
Peter, thank you very much for that. Kia ora, Peter Silcock there, the Association's Chief Executive from the Civil Contractors Association.